Texas voters are already casting ballots in early voting ahead of Super Tuesday, but some people who will be eligible to vote in the general election this fall are not eligible to vote in Super Tuesday because they aren't old enough yet. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony reports on efforts to give certain 17-year-olds the right to vote in the primary.
Kelsey Tash is a senior at McCallum High School in Austin. She's also on the advisory council of Own Our Vote, which aims to increase voter registration and turnout among young people.
It kind of feels like at this point, political activism and exerting our voice seems more crucial now than it ever has been before.
But she won't be able to exert her voice on Super Tuesday because she doesn't turn 18 until July. In Texas, an estimated 280,000 17-year-olds will turn 18 in time for the general election, but are currently too young to take part in the primary. Some say that unfairly excludes them from a crucial step in the election. Tash says she and her friends talk about policy issues all the time.
And so it's hard to see all of these candidates and to have opinions and feelings, but not get to exercise my opinion.
About 24 other states allow 17-year-olds to have some form of participation in primaries and caucuses. For the first time this year, Colorado is allowing those young people to vote in primaries. One state legislator has tried, repeatedly, to get Texas to adopt a similar rule.
Beginning in 2015, 2017, and 2019, we actually had committee hearings, the first two go-arounds, but did not even get a committee hearing this time around.
Texas House member Donna Howard represents State District 48 in Austin. She says her efforts to expand voting rights are not partisan.
Lots of not only bipartisan support from legislators here at the Capitol, but also from young people representing the young Republicans and the young Democrats.
Despite support on both sides of the aisle, Howard never got her bill passed. James Slattery, a senior staff attorney with the Texas Civil Rights Project, says the lack of movement on this bill fits in with the state government's history on voting rights.
I think it is of a piece with, unfortunately, how how state leadership here treats voting rights, which is it's either not a priority or the priority is to silence people's voices.
Howard says she's heard from some that 17-year-olds aren't mature enough to vote, but she doesn't buy that.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of 17-year-olds who are out there working, some of them even supporting themselves and their families. They can actually join the military. They can actually sign up when they're 17. And I just find it ludicrous to think that they're not mature enough.
As part of his work for the Texas Civil Rights Project, James Slattery ensures that public high schools are obeying state law by offering their seniors the opportunity to register to vote. Through that work, he's met teenage students who, he says, are more civically engaged than some adults. He says he met one group of high school students who formed their own 501c3 with the purpose of increasing voter registration.
That's not only light years ahead of what my generation was doing at their age, but honestly, I'm not even sure that I knew what a 501c3 or 501c4 was until I was, you know, a decade older than them.
For Tash, who will graduate high school this spring, the upcoming general election elicits mixed feelings.
So, like, now that we're actually coming up on the 2020 elections, it's both exciting and antagonizing in a way.
Antagonizing because Tash and hundreds of thousands of other voters have less of a say than their peers who are only a few months older than them. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.